Hello everyone, thanks for listening to today's episode of the podcast Taste of Britain. For the past few weeks, I've been listening to a very funny, witty comedy programs. If you have followed the BBC Full Extra channel for some years, you might have heard of it. The show is called Cabin Pressure, which is written and created by John Finnemer, and John himself also plays in the show as a slightly stupid steward. 所以呢，今天我想跟大家介绍一部英文的广播喜剧，那它叫做 Cabin Pressure。我查到在 Wikipedia 上，我们把 Cabin Pressure 翻译成了座舱压力。虽然我很不情愿接受这个译名，但目前为止我也没有想到什么更好的 alternative， 所以没有一个更好的替代。But if you have any good ideas, I'm really willing to hear. 那 cabin 呢，坐过飞机的朋友，大家可能都会比较熟悉，是指的是机舱和客舱。那如果是一等座的客舱的话，我们会称之为 first class cabin。那么一等座呢，就是 first class seat。So in a first class cabin, you have plenty of first class seats.Well, I think that would make you better figure out the relationship between cabin and seats. Well, today I finally finished listening to all of its episodes, and I kind of feel very sad to say goodbye to it. 那在今天早上的时候，我终于听完了这个广播剧的最后一集。真的还挺恋恋不舍的，因为每天早上跑步的时候听这个广播剧，真的是给我的生活带来了无限的欢乐。所以呢，想想以后的早上时光，就听到他们在那边搞笑，觉得生活失去了很多动力一样。Also, for me, it is very unbelievable that I can ever track a program as a TV show or radio drama from the beginning to the end. Well, this is definitely one out of very few.对我来讲挺不可思议的，因为我竟然可以坚持着从这个广播剧的第一集一直听到它最后一集。因为这广播剧其实如果大家去网上搜的话，它是有五季，那每一季呢都有大概四五集的样子，只有第五季只有最后两集，那每一集大概是40几分钟。所以对于我这种朝三暮四的性格来说，竟然可以从头到尾把一个广播剧听完，真的是很不可思议。 So this is really a very brilliant show, and I very much like to briefly introduce and recommend this to all of you. 那么等一下呢，我会跟大家播出一段我最喜欢的一个 Cabin Pressure 的片段。播出这个片段之前呢，我想跟大家简单的先介绍一下 Cabin Pressure 当中的主人公，还有他大致的故事梗概是什么。那 Cabin Pressure 呢，一直以来都是在 BBC Full Extra 频道上播出。那他的第一季呢，在2008年就已经开始播出了，他的第五季呢，是在2014年完结的。这个故事主要围绕着一个小型的私人航空公司叫做 MJN Air 展开。这家公司到底有多小呢？ Well, 他们只有一个又小又破又老的飞机叫做 Dirty， 还有四位空乘人员。那这四位当中呢，有两位是 Pilot 飞行员，一名是 Captain Martin Crave 机长 Martin， 另外一位是 First Officer Douglas Richardson 副驾驶 Douglas。 乘务员里呢，有一位是这家公司的 CEOCaroline Knapp， 另一位是 Caroline 的儿子 Arthur Shappy。 他们这四个人可以说是性格各异，而且每一位都是搞笑高手，所以说这个故事真的离了谁都不行。这也是我特别佩服 John Finnemore 的一点，就是他笔下的人物每个人都各有特色，并且没有一位是多余的。 Martin 毫无疑问是这部剧最重要的男主角了。 Douglas 有次聊天的时候就问他说，Hey Martin, what do you want to do when you watch out? And Martin said, Well, I always want to be a pilot since I was 6. And then Douglas said, What before that? And Martin said a very, very unusual answer. He said, I wanted to be an aeroplane. Okay. Martin 为了实现当飞行员这个梦想，真的付出了巨大的代价和努力。他一共考了7次 CFA， 也就是飞行员驾照考试， 七次之后才得以通过。很显然，虽然他喜欢开飞机，但他真的是没有任何的天赋，甚至是完全的不擅长。可是 Martin 认真负责对待工作的态度还是特别特别可爱的，而且 Martin 的配音竟然是卷福 Benedict Cumberbatch。所以呢，如果你想知道比谁都聪明的福尔摩斯傻起来是什么样，赶紧来听 Cabin Pressure 吧， Martin 不会让你失望的。副驾驶 Douglas Richardson 的声音听起来特别像是 Stephen Fry's favorite uncle。 要知道 Stephen Fry 在英国可是著名的演员，包括作家还有配音演员，他配过好几部 BBC 的纪录片，然后我本人特别喜欢他的自传，然后他也是一位很资深的语言爱好者。那 Douglas 比 Martin 大20岁，在来 MGN Air 之前呢，他在 British Airline 工作，所以他之前所在的公司又真的是一个正经大牌又国际化的一个大公司，所以呢，他认为自己的资历很深厚，并且他十分滑头。之所以被前一任公司开除，就是因为他经常偷飞机上的这种酒啊、食物之类的，被抓到，所以就被开除了。那么因为他在 MGN Air 当中只能做 Martin Crave 的副手，所以呢，很不甘心，那经常呢来以调戏 Martin 为乐。另一位乘务人员里面有两位，那第一位呢是老太太 Caroline Knapp。 Caroline Knapp 她在跟她的丈夫 Golden 离婚了之后呢，得到了唯一的这架飞机 Dirty， 于是她就成立了一个私人的航空公司，这个航空公司就叫做 My Jet Now Air， 所以 My Jet Now 缩写 MJN and Air。从这个航空公司的名字也可以看得出来，他的这个老板性格也是特别强势的。空乘人员当中另一位 Arthur Shappey， 他是 Caroline Knapp 的儿子。 Arthur Shappey 同样也是 Cabin Pressure 里我特别特别喜欢的角色。也许一开始你听的时候可能会像所有人一样都会觉得 Arthur 很傻很 stupid，因为他已经29岁了，但说话做事什么的还是像一个8、9岁的孩子，而且29岁了还和妈妈住在一起。但是阿瑟乐观开朗的性格呢，也会拯救很多人。相信我，心情不好的时候就去听阿瑟讲话，你瞬间就能破涕而笑的。那阿瑟有口头禅，就是喜欢说 brilliant， 任何他觉得好的东西都会形容为 wow that's brilliant。 所以有一次Douglas 还有 Martin 就问 Arthur 说他的爸爸 Golden 是什么样的一个人，然后 Arthur 就说 He's a 想了半天他都想不出来一个词，然后 Douglas 就说哇，我猜 Arthur 现在是在想一个除了 brilliant 之外的词。 Arthur 接着就会说 Well I won't say he's a brilliant person， He's alright. And then Douglas and Martin just say, Oh my god, he must be awful. 所以阿瑟在里面呢真的扮演了一个不可或缺的人物，他的存在也使得 Cabin Pressure 里面多了一丝这种傻傻搞笑的味道。Okay, now we're going to listening to one of my very favorite clips.那么在这一段里呢， Martin 因为想在乘客面前表现出自己特别专业的一面而不小心得罪了 Douglas， Douglas 就打开给客舱的传话筒呢来整 Martin。 OK， I wish you will enjoy it。
Cabin Pressure by John Finnemore, starring Stephanie Cole as Carolyn, Roger Allam as Douglas, Benedict Cumberbatch as Martin, and John Finnemore as Arthur. This week, Kikik Torjuak!
Right, probably about time to give them my lecture.
No, you're not doing a lecture. In fact, I'm going to do all the cabin address from now on.
Oh, all right.Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Stop!
You want to talk to them, little Captain Perfect? You can talk to them.
Douglas.
Obviously, I've got my thumb on the mute button.
Right, then. Well, then...
Up until now. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now my pleasure to introduce you to your captain today, Captain Martin Ducref. Who joins us today for his first flight, in fact, after 10 years with Air France.
You...
Dealing with whatever's thrown at you?
Although, actually, I'm...
French. He's a French pilot from France.
Hello. It is my pleasure to be today your pilot on this journey. Most exciting ever, as I am not the native speaker. The first officer will do most of the talking today.
Oh, well, if you insist.
Douglas, that was the most...
What the hell was that?
Bonjour, madame. Bienvenue dans le flight deck.
I'm sorry.
I thought I could not rely on, but I thought at least I could take my eye off you while I run round nursemaiding the rest of your outfit.
It wasn't my fault, though, Douglas.
Yeah, the big boy made you do it. I know, I heard. I mean, I thought you could take care of him. This is it, though, okay? I'm talking to you now.
Oh, really? How lovely.
You've had your fun. It's over.
You see, I don't know. I think there might be some mileage left in it.
No, don't worry. I will manage him.
I certainly hope so.
Douglas, please. I'm asking you nicely.
You didn't tell your friend you'd ask me nicely, though, did you? You told her you'd manage me. So, let's see you. Oh, hello, Captain. I'd given you up for lost. Found the lemon yet?
No.
Oh, dear. Then the revelry continues.
Look, Douglas, let's just stop fighting.
That's easy for you to say. You started it.
Yes, all right, and now I want to finish it.
But it hasn't occurred to you, for instance, to say sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry I called you unprofessional.
Thank you.
So we're quits?
Nearly. Maybe if... Ladies and gentlemen, First Officer Richardson again. As you know, here at Unbeaten Track, it's our pleasure to provide you with a short talk or anecdote.
Douglas, no!
One of the crew with particular knowledge of the region. In this case, I'd like to invite Captain Ducref.
Please!
To share with you the enthralling story of how he once encountered a polar bear in the wild and outwitted it, armed only with, if I recall correctly, an egg whisk and a pogo stick. Ladies and gentlemen, your captain.
Hello. Well, I don't like to talk about this.
But you've agreed to now. We're most honored. So, when did it happen?
When I was in the French Foreign Legion.
The regiment famous for being non-Frenchmen.
Yes. For me, they made the exception, because I am not entirely French. In fact, I'm half English, more than half, actually. So anyway, we were stationed in Alaska.
Unusual for a desert regiment.
Yes, it was unusual. We wanted to have the element of surprise. Anyway, I saw a polar bear, so I called out to my comrades.
What did you call out?
Look out, a polar bear.
Only you said it in French.
Of course I said it in French then. But I did not say it in French now, because no one would understand me.
But just out of interest, what is polar bear in French?
It is, in fact, the same as in English.
Really? Polar bear?
Yes, it is a word we have borrowed from your language. Only, of course, we say bear polar.
I see. So you saw the polar bear, you called out, "Attention, mes amis, regardez-vous le bear polar." And then what?
Then I put the egg whisk into the snowdrift, whisked it up like a blizzard in the bear's face, then under cover of his confusion, I bounced away on the pogo sticks. Thank you, goodbye.
Good goodness, what a remarkable story. Just goes to show, ladies and gentlemen, truth is stranger than fiction.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. You had to do that, didn't you?
That was Cabin Pressure by Jean Finnemore. It stars Stephanie Cole as Carolyn, Roger Allam as Douglas, Benedict Cumberbatch as Martin, Jean Finnemore as Arthur. It also starred Mel Hudson as Nancy, Kosha Angler as Mrs. Cook, and Ewan Bailey as Mr. Peary. The producer was David Tyler, and the program was a positive production for the BBC.